In 2007, the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change predicted a 1.5 to 2 foot rise in sea level by the end of the century. But recent trends in global sea level, temperature, and glacial melting suggest these estimates are on the low end of the spectrum. Stephen Neerham is Associate Director of the Colorado Center for Astrodynamics Research at the University of Colorado and spoke at the Eminent Scholar Lecture Series at USF College of Marine Science yesterday.
And they suggested the range was by 2100 was going to be about from 20 centimeters up to about 60 centimeters possible sea level rise. But there's a very important caveat here. Model-based ranges excluding future rapid dynamical changes in ice flow. Well, I hope I've convinced you today that we've already seen rapid dynamical changes in ice flow, which means that these numbers down here we can probably dispense with right now and look at other scenarios. So some would say that the fourth assessment for sea level was conservative because of this. In fact, I predict in the next IPCC assessment that you're going to see this range move up more towards the meter level. But I think that 1 meter is in play, that it's a possibility by 2100.
Global temperature is rising at the high end of predictions, which could accelerate the pace of sea level rise, said Nathaniel Plant, oceanographer at the U.S. Geological Survey in St. Petersburg, who just returned from an international conference on sea level rise held in Texas.
And then the other is to look at the measured changes in sea level, so what's actually happening, and we're tracking at the high end. And actually, and I should say there's one more, and this is the big one. If you look at the global temperature prediction, and that's relatively well measured, the global temperature is actually increasing at the highest end of what the IPCC considered. And so the forcing of all of this melting is at the upper end, and therefore the implied response will be that the sea level rise will be at the upper end.
The recent rate of global sea level rise is between 2.5 and 3.5 millimeters per year, based on satellite measurements. Neerham said the rise is due to a combination of factors: melting of ice on land, subsidence of land, and at least half from water warming up and expanding, or thermal expansion.
And then if we introduce a heat source and we heat up the water, well, just like the mercury in your thermometer, water, when heated up, it expands and it causes sea level to go up. And so that's one of the responses to a changing climate, is that about 80% of the heat from climate change is going into the oceans. And so that's causing thermal expansion of the water.
In the future, however, if glaciers on land, ice caps, and the ice sheets of Greenland and Antarctica give way to greater melting, they have the possibility of raising sea levels even more, up to a meter or more. These formations are already showing signs of doing so.
Since the 1960s, we've seen glaciers contributing about a half millimeter per year to sea level rise, but that's been increasing over the satellite era that I've been talking about. It's been going up about a millimeter per year. And if you look at more recent data, they're suggesting that's even more than a millimeter per year.
Like future warming, sea level rise will not occur uniformly. Some areas will see greater rise, while others not as much. Sea level in St. Petersburg rose about an inch per decade over the last half century, according to tide gauge records, and is likely to accelerate in the coming decades. Plant says if trends continue, or worse, accelerate, it would create greater vulnerability to the coast and population centers.
A raise in sea level is going to flood more and more of that land. So that's an immediate impact that is easy to visualize. The second part is that we have storms and beaches that are eroding, and every time you raise the average sea level up a little bit, you expose more and more of the coast to the impact of the storms, and so potentially the erosion rates can increase due to the sea level rise. Throw on top of that perhaps the storminess isn't going to be the same, and the latest scenario suggests that we'll have more very large storms and perhaps fewer hurricanes overall, and so those all play some part together.
Reporting from St. Petersburg, this is Matthew Simatile for WMNF News.